morning, haven't we?
我们今天早上真是得到神很大的祝福，是吗？
We've already heard a sermon and we've heard some wonderful music.
我们听到，我们将会听到真道，我们也有很好的音乐侍奉。
But you're not going to get away that easy. You're going to hear another sermon.
刚刚你们似乎已经听到一篇真道了，但是很抱歉啊，你们还在听第二篇真道。
This morning we're going to talk about love and light.
今天我们要讨论的主题是爱与光。
The autobiography of Benjamin Franklin contains a story with tremendous spiritual insight.
在 Benjamin Franklin 的自传里面，有一些他写他的自传里面有一些有很深属灵的含义。
The streets of Philadelphia were dark, and the people couldn't see to walk, and crime was rampant.
在他那个时代，费城这个没有电，晚上很黑，街道很黑，人走路都不好走。
He suggested a citywide plan for everyone to be responsible for lighting the portion of the street in front of their home.
他向城市的人建议说，自己在自己家门前点一盏灯，这样子可以把路照亮。
If everyone participated, the streets would no longer be dark or dangerous, but no one took his advice.
如果每一家人都点灯的话，那每条街会照亮，那大家晚上走路方便，但是没有人听他的建议。
Finally, Franklin took the initiative and put an oil lantern on a pole in front of his house, and at least one portion of the streets of Philadelphia was bathed in the warm glow of light.
Franklin 就很主动的在他自己家门口的立一根柱子，柱上点个油灯，起码在那一段的街上，那灯那个可以照亮这个走路。
And people gravitated toward this light like moths.
当时人看到这样子的话呢，那就像蛾飞向火一样，大家都照着做。
Suddenly, having seen the benefits, others began to put lights in front of their homes, and soon there was street lights all over the city of Philadelphia.
当大家看到这个好处的时候，每一家都在那门前点灯，这样子的话，那时候那整条街就照亮了。
Franklin's observation was that what he was unable to do by advice, he was able to do by example.
Franklin 他的这个当想法并没有因为他建议所以叫他做，而是他首先以身作则，开始点灯，大家再跟着做。
This morning I want us to see that on the basis of our relationship with Jesus Christ, we're to be lights in this dark world.
今天早上我跟你们讨论，我们要以如何以基督耶稣的关系来做这个黑暗昧世界的光。
The text today is Ephesians chapter 5, verses 1 through 17.
今天的正道的经文是来自于以弗所书的第五章第一到第十七节。
The first point is Christ's love, the walk of God.
第一个主题是说耶稣的爱让我们一起与神同行。
And I'll read the first two verses. Be imitators of God, therefore, as dearly loved children, and live a life of love, just as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us as a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God.
第五章第一节第二节圣经上这样子说，所以你们要效法神，好像蒙慈爱的儿女一样，也要凭爱心行事，正如基督爱我们，为我们舍了自己，当作馨香的供物和祭物献与神。
We should imitate Christ's love by unconditionally giving ourselves to the Lord and demonstrating His love to people around us.
我们要效法基督，把我们自己无条件的委身于他，并在我们周遭人的生命当中来彰显神的爱。
Peter wrote, above all, love each other deeply because love covers a multitude of sins.
彼得也写下来这段经文说，最要紧的是彼此切实相爱，因为爱能遮掩许多的罪。
So you see the person next to you, you're supposed to love them deeply.
所以你看你周围的人，你要深深去爱他们。
One of the greatest evidences of love is undeserved forgiveness.
一个爱，它的伟大地方是能够去给予人一些不配的原谅。
The ability to forgive is not natural, but supernatural, requiring a new nature and the continuous power of the Holy Spirit working through obedience to God's word.
去原谅人这种能力不是天生具有的。 是超自然的，是由遵循着话语，经由圣灵大人的浇灌而得到一种新的本质。
The extent of our love is the extent of our ability to forgive.
我们爱人爱到一个的限度，也是我们可以原谅这个人，原谅到什么限度？
And according to this passage, the ability to forgive is a result of our understanding Christ's love for us and His undeserved forgiveness in our lives.
这种原谅他人的能力是源于我们了解基督如何爱我们，使我们可以得到这种不配的赦免。
This past Thursday night, we met at Pastor Steve's home. The men's group met at Pastor Steve's home.
上个礼拜四，英文组的弟兄们在 Pastor Kelm's 家里有聚会。
And there we met at the man cave.
我们说的弟兄都聚在一起。
Now the man cave is a very special place for us men.
Yeah, 但是这个特别地方，让所有的弟兄能够聚在一起。
And Brother Tommy Chang has given us the rule for the man cave.
Tommy Chang 弟兄是这个聚会地方的屋顶。
What happens at the man cave, Brother Tommy, stays at the man cave. Amen.
所以的I know how to translate this. 反正弟兄住在一起有好的时间。
But we're going to share with you a little bit of the spiritual insight we received from Brother Robbie as he taught on Thursday night.
在礼拜四晚上 ，Robbie 弟兄他也给我们一些很深属灵含义的分享。
And it's always a blessing for me when I go there and I'm taught by our men. I realize how blessed we are to have spiritual men and women who love the Lord in our church.
当我在那边的时候，深深体会到神把很多属灵的弟兄姊妹放在我们教会里面，我真正为这个事情，我觉得得到神很大的祝福。
We learned a very important principle on Thursday night, and that is that God loves us with a perfect love.
在这个四晚上，我们设计的主题就是神对我们的爱是一个完整的爱。
And let me ask you a question: How is God's perfect love best expressed in our lives?
我要问你一个问题：我们如何在我们的生命当中把神这种完整的、完全爱能够彰显出来
？Anybody have an answer for me? How is it best expressed?
大家有没有这个答案呢？怎么样把神的爱彰显出来，在你的生命当中
？Anybody tell me?
可以有人告诉我吗？哦 ，Don't look at me.
Obviously, it's best expressed at the cross of Calvary. Amen.
就是在加略山的十字架。
And this is what now this video that we're watching, Pastor Steve got for us. Apparently, you know, this is all he could get. But it was done back in 1990.
我们大家等一下有一个这个短片是在1990年所拍摄的。
It was done before PowerPoint.
那是在我们有 PowerPoint 这个东西之前就有了。
Apparently it was done before the overhead projector too.
可能是在有那个投影机之前他就有了。
Because what he did was he painted a little hill and a picture of the cross.
他这个图是在一个山丘上面有树立了一个十字架。
And what he had to say was that everything in our lives, everything that happens, there's always have the backdrop of the cross of Calvary.
在我们生命当中所发生的事情，所能够发生的，因为都是有这个加略山的十字架。
Have you ever had any very difficult thing come into your life?
在你的生命当中有没有很困难的事情发生呢？
This past week, our grandson, his mother and my son's ex-wife took him down to Florida to live.
过去礼拜我们遭遇困难事情，就是我们的孙子跟要去到佛罗里达去见他的妈妈，那他妈妈就是我儿子的前妻。
It's very difficult when the court system says that a woman who shouldn't have a child should have a child.
这个美国的法律的制度是说，一个女人如果她没有孩子的话，她应该会要有一个孩子。
It's very difficult, especially for my wife and my son.You know, that night there was a lot of tears and there was a lot of hugs.
在他孩子走之前晚上我的太太跟孩子特别的难过，他们彼此的拥抱，彼此都哭了。
It's difficult when you look up to God and you say, Lord, this shouldn't be.
而且是当你看问神的话, 神啊, 为什么这样困难的事情在我们当中发生? 这事情不应该发生的。
Have you ever felt like that? Something come into your life and you say, Lord, this shouldn't be.
在你生命当中, 你没有遭这样, 同样情况来说, 神啊, 这事情不应该发生在我的身上。
But this important principle that God loves me with a perfect love encourages my heart.
因为神对我有完整的爱, 完全的爱, 是对我产生很大的鼓励。
Whatever happens in my life,
不管在我生命当中发生什么样的事情,
I always have to remember that the backdrop of everything is the fact that God loves me with a perfect love.
我都会想到的,加上十字架上神给了我完整完全的爱。
Just as the testimonies were today, God loves us and He cares for us.
就像今天的见证里面讲到, 神爱我们, 神也关心我们。
And Yun gave us a new spiritual word. It's called magic.
你会应该学到新的一个书念字眼，就是一个奇迹，一个魔术一样的东西。
And it seems like magic when God changes our hearts and He encourages us and He gives us a real reason for living.
那当神改变我们的生命，让我们重新知道我们真正生活的目的的时候，改变我们的时候，这是不是一个像魔术一样一个变出来的东西呢？
And if you're a person here today who hasn't trusted Jesus Christ as your Savior,
如果在座当中你们还有哪一位没有去完全相信耶稣基督的,
if I were you, I would come running up to the altar and say, Lord, I want to put my faith and my trust in the one who loved me so much that He gave His Son on the cross of Calvary. He gave His one and only Son for me.
我是你的话，我会来到 这个台前来跟耶稣，耶稣啊，你把你的唯一独生爱子给了我。
So our salvation is based upon the cross of Calvary.
我们的救赎是基于在加略山上面的爱。
And also our relationship with others ought to be based upon the cross of Calvary.
我们弟兄姊妹这个相处的关系的建立也建立在加略山上的十字架。
Here's my pointer. This is all we have in 1990, right? You see, because of this, we can love the way Jesus Christ loved us.
因为加略山上的十字架，我们可以彼此相爱，像基督爱我们一样。
So we saw Christ's love. Now let's look at the opposite, counterfeit love.
那我们看完基督的爱之后，我们再看看一些所谓之伪装假的爱。
And it's the very opposite. It's deceptive, it's destructive, it's conditional. And this kind of counterfeit love is never satisfied.
这种伪装的爱是欺骗人的, 是有破坏性的, 是有条件的, 是不会得到满足的。
Paul tells us here to guard against immorality.
保罗在这边提到我们要小心这个不道德的事情。
He says, but among you there must not be even a hint of sexual immorality or of any kind of impurity or of greed because these are improper for God's holy people.
圣经保罗提到,至于淫乱并一切污秽或是贪婪在你们中间连提都不可,方和圣徒体统。
You see, we are God's holy people. The word there is separated. We're to be separate or distinct from the world around us.
我们是属神的子民,我们必须要跟这个世界有所分别。
The Greek word there is porneia, which is sexual immorality, and it refers to all kinds of illicit sex.
在希腊文里面,这个字 porneia,是指淫乱,是指的那些被禁止的性的行为。
And sexuality is a very powerful force in people's lives.
这两性的东西在人的生命当中是很具有很大的影响力。
Sexual immorality combines pride and power and pleasure. No wonder it's so powerful.
淫乱的东西是包含了有一种骄傲，一种能力的彰显，还有一种欲望。
In Paul's day, prostitution, homosexuality, bisexuality were common.
在保罗的时代， 这个娼妓、同性恋和对两性就有兴趣的东西非常的普遍。
Today Christians too easily adopt the sexual attitudes of the surrounding culture. Sexual sin will not mesh with life in Christ.
那当今的时代，很多基督徒很容易被这个 这个我们周遭对信的这种态度这种文化而改变。信的犯罪不应该与基督徒的生命有关系。
We also must keep in mind that the sexual relationship is far more than just a physical act.
我们在这边提醒各位，性的关系远超于只是身体上的接触。
And this intimacy involves our very being, our intellect, our soul, and unites two people together. And it reflects the very image of God.
这两性的关系也包括了我们的为人，我们的领悟力及我们精神。把这个一男一女能够合为一体，合而为一体。
Although the world around us may take this sexual sin lightly, we know from 1 Corinthians 6 that the sexual sin is actually a sin against our own bodies.
虽然这个世界对这性的态度非常的随便，但是我们基督徒要记得，格林多前书第六章讲到，如果你用性犯罪，是用你的身体来犯罪。
Impurity here.Generally refers to moral uncleanness.
所以这污秽的事情一般是指那些道德上有不干净的地方。
We also need to guard against greed.
我们要特别小心注意贪心这个东西。
Greed is inseparable from impurity.
贪心跟污秽不洁净是分不开的。
Every form of sexual immorality is an expression of self-will, self-gratification, or self-centeredness of greed.
一些淫乱的任何种淫乱的行为都因为贪心而表现出自以为是自我满足自我中心的一种而出来的一种行为。
We as Christians need to guard against the sin of the tongue.
做基督徒的也要提防在言语上不要犯罪。
Nor should there be obscenity, foolish talk, or coarse jesting which are out of place, but rather thanksgiving.
在第四节我们讲到淫词妄语和戏笑的话都不相宜，总要说感谢的话。
Obscenity is filthy talk as seen in many television situation comedies.
这个淫词呢就是指一些肮脏的话，我们在电视上很多喜剧的那这个节目上常常他们有用这种淫词。
Morologia in the Greek is foolish talk, it's empty talk or the speech of a fool.
那另外一个字，这个所谓的妄语，就希腊文叫做 morogia， 它意思是一种讲话没有空谈、没有内容的，而是讲一些笨笨的话，没有内容的。
It's the Greek word from which we get our word moron.
这个字就来自后来就英文的这个 moron 是笨蛋、傻瓜的意思，就从这个 morologia 这希腊文衍生出来的。
Of course, joking is the typical joking about various sins out there.
那个喜笑的话，典型的是以罪拿来做笑话的主题。
And we must also guard against ungodly unbelievers.
我们要小提防那些不近前的非信徒。
Verses 5 through 7 says, For of this you can be sure, no immoral, impure, or greedy person, such as a man is an idolater has any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God. Let no one deceive you with empty words, for because of such things, God's wrath comes upon those who are disobedient. Therefore, do not be partners with them.
所以在第五章跟第五节到七节圣经这样说到，因为你们确实知道，无论是淫乱的，是污秽的，是有贪心的，在基督和神的国里都是无份的。有贪心的就和拜偶像的一样。不要被人虚浮的话欺哄，因为这些事神的愤怒必临到那悖逆之子，所以你们不要与他们同伙。
Their lifestyles evidence ungodliness, and their lives are centered on immorality, and this lifestyle actually becomes their God.
这些人的生活行为是不敬虔的，他们的生活中心尽是不道德，他们的生活方式就成了他们自己的神。
These are targets of God's wrath, and believe me, one place you don't want to be is in the crosshairs of God's wrath.
神的愤怒必临到他们，请你相信我，有地方你绝对不愿意去，这地方就是神愤怒的目标。
In verses 8 through 17, we're to be living lights, a light of God.
第八节到第十七节讲到生命的光。
You who were once in darkness,But now are the light of the Lord, live as children of light.
第八节说到，从前你们是暗昧的， 但如今在主里面是光明的，行事为人就当与光明，就当像光明的子女。
What you were before becoming Christians, according to Ephesians 4:17, you were darkened in your understanding, and you were alienated from the very life of God.
过去的我们在没有变成基督徒之前，照以弗所书四章十节讲到，我们的心地昏暗，与神的生命疏远。
And then what you are, so you and we go from what we were to what we are now, in Jesus Christ. He's our Savior, and we're to be light in this dark world. We'll reflect the light of Jesus Christ in the world around us.
现在的我们，我们知道耶稣基督是我们的救主，我们要做这暗昧世界的光，我们要把耶稣基督在我们生命当中彰显反映出来。
Tom Rees, an English evangelist, tells a story about a man who came to one of his crusades. He received Christ as a savior, and he moved dramatically out of the deep darkness he had been living in.
Tom Rees, 在他是一个非常出名的英国的宣教士，在一次的聚会当中，有一个人被他感动而改变了他的生命。
He stopped being a drunkard.He stopped abusing his family and his children, and he started using the money that he earned for the good of his family.
改变以后，他就不再去醉酒，也不再去虐待他的太太跟他子女，而且开始用他赚的钱来给这家庭用。
But all of his drinking buddies give him a hard time about all the changes in his life.
但他以前的一些跟他一起酒肉朋友回来找他。而且向他挑战他。
They even challenged him about his belief in the Bible.
甚至挑战他对圣经的经文，以经文来挑战他。
They said, do you really believe that Jesus Christ turned water into wine?
你真的相信耶稣会把水变成酒吗？
The newly converted man said, I don't know a lot about the Bible yet, but one thing I do know, that Jesus turned beer into furniture into my house.
这位刚刚信主人说，耶稣，我对圣经还没有到很了解很深的地步，但是我知道有一点，耶稣在我们家里面把啤酒变成了我们的家具。
And to that I say, praise God. God is in the business of changing lives today.
赞美神，在今天的时代，神仍然在改变人的生命。
And what are the characteristics of this light?
这些光的特质是什么呢？
The fruit of the light consists of all goodness and righteousness and truth and find what pleases the Lord.
经文上这样记载说，光明所结的果子就是一切良善、公义、诚实，总要查验何为主所喜悦的事。
Goodness is moral excellence.
良善是道德上的一种优越。
And righteousness is simply the right living according to God's word.
公义就依照神的话语而生活。
And truth here is a life of integrity.
光就是有一个完整的生命。
And in our overhead there, we have the overhead, we see the focus of love and the effect of light.
在投影片上我们看到这个光的目标、目的、重点。
First of all, we see all these sinful acts, fornication, uncleanliness, and all the rest. These are pleasing and self-satisfying.
在这个投影片的上半部的左手边，列出了一些行为，都是罪的行为，是自我得到满足的一种行为。
Then we have goodness and righteousness and truth. These focus on God and the well-being of others.
这下面三项是好的行为，是讨神喜悦的，是对人有益的。
And how does that affect the light? Well, the light is squelched or it's put out by these types of sins.
那跟光有什么关系呢？光能够照亮这个世界，把这些肮脏东西全部抹掉。
And if you and I live goodness and righteousness and truth in our lives, we'll shine brightly for Christ.
如果我们以公义有良善的行为，我们就把生活在光的里面。
Then we have the command in verses 11 through 14.
在11节到14节，神给我们的一个命令。
Have nothing to do with fruitless deeds of darkness, but rather expose them, for it is shameful even to mention what the disobedient do in secret. But everything exposed by the light becomes visible, for it is light that makes everything visible. This is why it is said, Wake up, O sleeper, rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you.
经文呢这样说，那暗昧无义的事不要与人同行，倒要责备行这事的人，因为他们暗中所行的，就是提起来也是可耻的。凡事所责备，就被光明显出来，因为一切能显明的就是光。所以主说，你这睡着的人，当醒过来，从死里复活，基督就要光照你了。
The command here is to expose darkness of the word by the light of our lives, and all that we do and say, we're to reflect the light and the love of our Savior.
这个命令就是要我们在我们生活当中把光带到这个暗昧的时代。
The commission we have here, the commission to have God's wisdom and God's will in our lives.
这个我们的任务就是要把这光带到世界上来。
Verses 15 through 17 says, Be very careful then how you live, not as wise, unwise, but wise, making the most of every opportunity because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understanding what the will of the Lord is.
这就像15节到17节里面所说的，你们要谨慎行事，不要像愚昧人，当像智慧人。要爱惜光阴，因为现今的时代邪恶，不要做糊涂人，要明白主的旨意为何。
Paul says here, make the most of every opportunity. We're to seize the day.
保罗在这边讲的爱惜光阴是什么意思？就是把握今天。
In other words, we're to buy up all the opportunities that God brings into our lives.
所以我们要抓住神给我们生命中的每一个机会。
I believe in God-directed encounters.
我相信神在有他在神可以给我们一些带给我们一些各种遭遇。
Ask the good Lord to bring somebody into your life that you can share your faith with or disciple.
在祷告当中，求神在你生命当给带一些人到你生命当中，你可以来either门徒训练他，或者把这福音传给他。
You and what was your friend's name, Sue? Why don't you become a Sue to someone to someone who needs Christ?
就像刚才姊妹讲，他的好的朋友叫 Sue。因为素而使这个姊妹能够认识基督
or Sam
或者是 Sam
and God wants you to have the joy and excitement of discipling new believers and sharing your faith with those who haven't heard the gospel
当你来门徒训练一些新的信主的人或者把福音传给不信让他信主后在这当中你会得到很大的喜乐也很大的兴奋
as the song says we need to get all excited and go tell everybody that Jesus Christ is king
我们就像诗篇讲我们出去宣告耶稣基督是王
And God also wants us to know what God's will is for our lives.
那神也要我们知道，在我们生命当中，他对我们旨意是什么。
See, God has a marked out path for each and every one of us.
在我们在座的每一位，神在生命当中都标示出来我们要走的道路。
And this path has two edges on it. One edge is the Word of God, and the other edge is the Spirit of God.
这个道路有两边。一边就是神的话语，一边是圣灵。
And God wants us to take one step of faith at a time, looking at these boundaries. He wants us to walk in faith. He also allows the Holy Spirit to direct our lives.
神要我们以信心走每一步，走在这个道路当中，有神的话语，也有圣灵的引导。
We need to walk by faith. We need to keep our. We also need to walk by sight.Not by faith, not by sight, but we need to walk by faith and also by the Word of God, and we need to keep our eyes on Jesus Christ, the author and perfecter of our faith.
我们要用信心走每一步路，这是要圣灵的引导，把目光注视在耶稣基督上面，因为他是我们信仰真宗的神。
And in conclusion, which is a very good term that I use.
啊，现在讲到结论了，大家应该很高兴了。
This morning, I want us to search our hearts.And ask ourselves this question.
今天我要向你们挑战，在你心里面向自己发出这样的一个问题。
Am I shining as God's light in the dark world around me?
在我的生命当中，我们有把光带到这个暗昧的世界。
If not, why not?
如果没有的话，是为什么呢？
Has the love of Jesus Christ really transformed my life?
到底神爱有没有改变我的生命？
Jesus Christ entered the house of Simon the Pharisee, and he did not receive the customary feet washing or the anointment of oil.
当耶稣来到法利赛人西门家里面，当时他没有受到应该受到的礼遇，就是洗脚跟用油来膏抹他。
There, a woman who was a sinner brought an alabaster flask of ointment, and standing behind him at his feet weeping, she began to wet his feet with her tears and wipe them with her hair, and with the hair of her head, and kissed his feet and anointed his feet with the oil.
在那边一位妇女，她带了一瓶真纳达香膏，坐在耶稣的脚前，她的眼泪来流在耶稣脚上，然后用头发把脚擦干，然后用着香膏膏了这浇在耶稣的身上。
In this compelling story, Jesus compares the love of Simon the Pharisee with that of the woman who was a sinner.
在这个非常感人的故事里面，耶稣把这法利赛人西门跟这个妇女做事情做了一个比较。
And Jesus said, "Therefore I tell you, her sins, which were many, are forgiven, for she loved much."
耶稣说，我实告诉你们，这个罪人就是妇人，她已经被赦免了，被原谅，因为她是这样的爱我。
But he who has been forgiven little loves little.
但西门他所被原谅的就一点点，因为他爱只有那么一点点。
My question for you today and for all of us today is this: How much do you feel you have been forgiven?
今天我要问你问题，也问我的问题，在你心里面，你觉得你被神赦免了有多少？
The answer to this question will determine how much you are willing to forgive. And how brightly your light will shine.
这个问题取决于是你有多么爱神，你愿不愿意在这个罪的在把救主的光来彰显出去。
Let's just take a few moments to pray.
我们来低头做一个祷告。
Dear Lord, I ask you, Lord, if there's someone here today who has experienced the perfect love of Jesus Christ, today will be the day that they allow the Lord Jesus Christ to come into their lives and to save them.
在座当中，如果你还没有认识神，你还没有经验到一基督耶稣的爱，今天就是你的日子，让你能够来接受他。
Dear Lord, I ask you today if there's someone who in our church who doesn't really understand this idea of transformation, Lord, may they look at their lives and may they say, "Am I really a Christian?"
也在座当中基督徒，若你生命并没有改变的话，你要问问你自己，我是不是一个真正的基督徒？
And there might be some Christian here today that is unwilling to forgive. God, help us to recognize how much you've forgiven us. And help us, Lord, to have the same forgiving spirit that Jesus Christ has.
在座当中，如果你还不愿意原谅别人的话，我要向你挑战，你要记得耶稣曾原谅了你多少。
If there's someone here today, say, "Pastor, would you pray for me? Pray for me, Pastor, that I might be a light in the dark world around me." Raise your hand, Pastor. Pray for me.
如果你愿意耶稣为你
，Amen. Several hands going up.
你愿意牧师祷告，让你成为这个暗昧世界的光，请你举起手来，我为你祷告。
Oh God, I pray for our people. I pray, God, that we'll be difference makers in this world.
主啊，我为我你的子民祷告，愿意他们在世界上有所改变。
Jesus Christ will be pleased when He looks at our lives.
耶稣基督啊，求你鉴察我们的生命。
And Lord, we'll be able to say, "Lord, thank you for saving me, and thank you, God, for changing my life."
我这样我跟你说，神啊，谢谢你来拯救我，谢谢你改变了我的生命。
In Jesus' holy and precious name, we pray.
奉耶稣基督的圣名，阿门。
Amen.
Amen.